So we have an email from Celeste.
Celeste.
To start us off.
Like the instrument.
I suppose it is like the instrument.
That's also called Celeste. Yes, yeah, that's why.
So Celeste says, hey guys, I just wanted to email to say how much I love the pod. Thanks.
Thank you, Celeste. Yeah.
Thanks for making me laugh so hard on my way to work. Actually, I studied biotechnology just like Corey's and work at Biogen in Cambridge.
Wow, we have an actual scientist listening to us. That's
a
impressive.
Bit scary because I feel like I know nothing.
Yeah, can she come and do an episode? She can replace you for a week.
No, because like this is someone that's successful with what they studied.
Yeah.
And we just making a podcast.
Anymore. We have Celeste.
Celeste is on their drug product development team. Thanks again and catch you on Monday. Celeste, P.S. I have an episode idea. I would love to hear Luke and Jamp's reactions to the Elizabeth Holmes / Theranos story. Okay, bye.
Is that what this week's episode is about?
Maybe.
Ooh. Finally, Corey reads a suggestion and does an episode
actually
about
takes
the thing.
It on board.
You say finally, okay. This has happened once.
Well, I'm just going to say I don't know the story, so I'm excited to find out. Let's start the episode.
I wonder what it could be.
Hello and welcome to The Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Jamp and Luke Cutfer.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
This week we'll be talking about a big bloody scandal and tiny tests.
Tiny tests or tiny chests?
Tiny tests.
Tiny tests.
Tiny tests.
Tiny tests.
Oh, like Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim probably had a tiny test.
Tiny Tim's tiny test came back positive. He died.
Oh. Yeah. Oh dear.
That was a terrible tiny test for Tiny Tim. Theranos, despite how it sounds, isn't some knockoff Avengers villain, although it might be as evil. No, Theranos is the name of a company chaired by Elizabeth Holmes, a big old fraud. She told everyone her company could revolutionize blood tests, but it turned out it was just a scam to make money.
I did know about this. Yeah. She had like, okay, not to spoil it, but this, if I'm remembering correctly, she like toured investors round her factory and would have like fake results coming out the other side of the machine that was meant to do the thing that she was trying to sell
to
them. And she actually hadn't worked out how to do it yet. Yeah, this is fascinating. Yeah,
she's, don't say anymore.
No, it's actually mental. Just to start off, I'm going to tell you a little bit about
her. I love
her.
Stuff like this.
It's insane. This happened in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So this all broke, I think, 2018.
Whoa.
2017, 2018.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's being tried. She's gone to court.
Yeah, I imagine.
I mean, she is right now or in 2020. Yeah. So Elizabeth Holmes, she's, a millionaire. Loads of money. Mm. She also dresses like Steve Jobs and talks in a super low voice, like a baritone female voice.
Right.
But it's clear that it's not her voice.
Can I just, let me just.
It's like she's forcing it.
You can
it.
Get it up. Please.
James needs to hear this.
Okay.
It's perfect. As to the listeners.
If you find it, there's a video that I just watched that has her slip up. If you
and go back into her normal voice.
Go back into her normal voice on a podcast.
That's really funny.
Oh, it's gonna be funny. But also it's kind of sad that she feels the need to do this. Well, for whatever reason it is.
It's like, because women with baritone voices, lower voices, are more respected.
Right.
I think they've done studies on this.
It's a sad thing. I mean, it's going to sound really funny anyway.
She sounds hilarious.
I just wanted to acknowledge that the backstory is sad.
I think everyone needs to hear it.
This is what happens when you work to change things. And first they think you're crazy, then they fight you. And then all of a sudden you change the world. And I have to say, I personally was shocked to see that the journal would publish something like this.
No, it hasn't. Well, if I use traditional words to describe what we're doing.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's okay, not to plug my own film, as I always do. There's a bit in my film where Arthur Braxton, the lead character, is calling up pretending to be his dad, who's played by Johnny Vegas, and he goes, Arthur Braxton,
and he slips
Arthur
up.
Braxton Sr.
That was exactly like that.
It was exactly like that. Wow. I liked the creepy music
in the background
as well.
Setting the tone
as
well.
Conspiracy theory, yeah.
Women with deep voices. Part two.
But she's...
The fact that she talks down there, and it's very clearly, like, difficult for her to do. Like, it's so hard for her to do, clearly.
But...
Yeah.
And yet, she might be a massive fraud. She might have tried to scam those people out of money. But separately to that, I am sad that she feels the need to put on a low voice.
I don't know if she feels...
But also, it's really funny.
It's really funny. I don't know if she feels the need or if it's just a marketing ploy.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, as in, like I said, she dresses like Steve Jobs. Like, exactly like Steve Jobs, turtleneck, black turtleneck, all that. Because people will remember her. So the low voice, looking like a female Steve Jobs, doing the same kind of, like, the even the videos that she did for her company looked like Apple videos. So a bit of background. What is blood and how does blood work?
Okay.
Because this, the whole thing of this was blood testing. So I'm going to tell you what blood is.
Okay, I'm not even going to try and guess. Just tell us.
You don't know what blood is, Luke?
Well, I'm... actually, now that I think about it, I've never considered. I've never considered what blood actually is.
All right, so I'm going to guess it's a liquid with red blood cells in it, some hemoglobin, some white blood cells. No, I just don't know. Just tell me.
Is it just made of blood cells or is it? Because I always pictured it as like a fluid with blood cells in.
See, this is really interesting because I say, what is blood? And you're like, I know what blood is.
What
and
is
then you
blood?
Think, it's like, oh.
What is blood? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Because I'll bleed. That's why I don't.
Yeah,
I'll find out what blood is if you hurt me.
So blood is a body fluid and...
Thanks, man. Good work.
Some people might not
interesting
know.
Facts that people don't know.
We have people actual never... scientists listening to us as well.
People who've never bled before.
Imagine Celeste sitting listening to this being like, yep, cool. Nice to know what blood is now.
Here's my Simpsons reference for the week. Monty Burns doesn't know what blood is. Do you remember why?
He doesn't have any in his arm.
He doesn't have any.
He
pins pricks himself and just dust comes out.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah. It's a bodily fluid in humans and other animals, and it delivers necessary substances like nutrients and oxygen around the body. And also takes waste products away.
And thanks, this is blood.
Thank you, blood.
Yeah, good job, blood. You're like a little UPS.
True unsung hero.
In my veins. So it takes that to each and every cell in your body.
That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those?
We have lots of cells.
A few.
Yeah. So
thanks for your contribution to the podcast there, James.
Scientific fact, we have lots of cells.
Nobel Prize this year goes to James O'Neill.
I've made a discovery.
And that's why you've got lots of blood. You've got about 4.5 to 5.5 liters of blood in you right now.
Sweet.
That's quite a lot.
Well, it's only sweet if you're diabetic.
That's really good. I'm not sure if diabetics will find that funny, but it's really good.
No, actually, your urine is sweet if you're diabetic. Doctors would
who found that out?
Okay, so
try it yourself at home.
As far as I'm aware, back before, you know, there were a lot of regulations and stuff, and doctors were really busy. Supposedly, they would just dip their finger in urine, give it a taste, and be like, "No, you're not diabetic," or "Yeah, you are."
Wow.
Oh,
cool.
So your body's got excess sugar; it's not breaking down into glucagon. So it's
I hope we have tests for that now.
It's just getting rid of it.
Right.
I mean, I think they had tests for it then as well. They just
tested dipping your finger. Doctors.
Do you want to do like a really difficult urine test, or you just want to? Tastes like diabetes.
Do you want to do a urine test, or do you want a snack?
Put it this way: doctors were perverts. If I was to take 2/3 of your blood, what do you think would happen?
Death.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, just fully dead.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, about 2/3 of blood.
I thought you needed to lose it all, but I guess it's not enough of you.
As long as you have 1 milliliter left,
that one blood cell is doing a lot of work.
It's doing bits. So if you lose most of it, then you're dead.
James.
Not literally all,
James,
okay?
The thing is, James, you're really smart, but sometimes you're really stupid.
What I meant was, like, 95% of the way there, but it's not...
What?
That's what I mean by lose all of it.
But how? Think about the blood pressure.
Because if you lose, that's like 60%-ish?
Yeah.
James, so 95% of 5 liters of blood would be... like 250 milliliters of blood?
Yeah.
And you think that 250...
You can do it with that.
That's like a mug. Is that correct? Is that
you mean
correct?
5%
of...
Listen.
Yeah.
That's 250
I've
milliliters
I've just
of
never
blood.
Considered
that's
it.
Like a mug of
I've
blood.
I've just never had any reason to consider how much blood I need to
okay,
live.
If that
was
sure.
The, if that was the case, then why would people need blood transfusions? You know?
Yeah, unless they have less than a mug of blood left.
I just pour a mug of blood.
He's still got 3 liters of blood. He's fine for now.
Yeah, so 2/3 of blood and you're probably done for.
Get over it.
That's so funny.
You know, Gory, I don't think you have to repeat that fact. I think we got it in enough times.
Yeah, it takes one blood cell about a minute to travel around your body as well.
A minute. Quick boy.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a...
Because we've got lots of
body.
Got lots of body.
And lots of blood.
Compared to the size of a cell.
Yeah, it's a little tiny blood cell. They also don't have a nucleus. I'll tell you that later. I'll tell you more about different parts of the blood.
Okay.
Blood is made of plasma, red and white blood cells, and little bits called platelets. And maybe some other stuff, but that's the main bit.
Now, I've heard of platelets, but I didn't know plasma was in blood.
You didn't know plasma was in blood?
No.
Plasma is blood.
That's like the clear kind of gooey stuff.
That's the liquid stuff.
Yeah.
That's what makes it like, you know, a liquid. So blood has plasma, as I've said. That is about 55% of blood in humans.
Plasma.
Yeah, 55%. Plasma is 92% water, and the rest of it is just carbon dioxide, glucose, fat, salts, all that other stuff. Just the stuff that your blood carries. Plasma's boring.
Yeah, plasma's boring.
Really boring. Yeah. But you need to know what plasma is.
It does
is.
Sound really cool.
No. Sounds really boring.
The name, just plasma.
Oh, yeah, plasma sounds cool.
The title sounds really cool.
Plasma has the most interesting name, but the least interesting functions.
Is plasma the plasma we have in the blood? This is not, I already know the answer.
No, it's not the same as the one in the sun.
Yeah, it's not at all. Is it?
No. No.
I do know the answer, just to clarify.
Plasma in the sun?
No. I started the question not knowing the answer, and as I thought the question through in my head, I went, that's stupid. The sun's made of fire. It's going to evaporate all the water.
Do you not have fire in your veins?
I really hoped you were going to correct me, and that was not the question you were going to ask. No, the plasma in the sun is another state of matter.
Yes, yeah. So like, I remember this now.
Yeah, you've got solids, liquids, gases, and plasma, and also super solids, but it's complicated.
That's the cool plasma.
That's another episode of Sight Guys for you.
There you go. So plasma's boring, so we're going to skip on to platelets.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of platelets before?
They're super interesting.
Platelets. I have heard of platelets.
They're like
I don't
these
know
little things.
What they do.
That when you make a cut in yourself, or you get a cut in yourself, that's how
it's
done.
Yeah, that's right.
They stick together and form a new...
Yeah, the thing that...
Yeah.
Is that the thing that's responsible for clotting? And
yeah,
stuff?
For one of them. Yeah, they're, along with coagulation factors, they make blood clot. So they're basically just little bits of cytoplasm. Do you know what cytoplasm is?
Absolutely not.
It's the stuff that makes up most of the cell. It's just like...
It's the wet bit inside the cell.
Yeah, if cells are like little bags of water, that's the water.
Yeah.
They're just little bits of cytoplasm, and when a cut is made or a break in a blood vessel happens, they all just rush to the break. And
how do they know?
I don't know.
They're very intelligent. Or are they just in the blood all the time?
Yeah, so they're in the blood, and then there's factors.
They just flow out.
Yeah, so there's also factors released that make more of them go there. Mm. And sometimes, or all the time, what really...
Occasionally, every time.
50% of the time, it works every time. They kind of change shape, and they're sticky, and they have these little protrusions that come out. So they stick together.
Is that to make them more likely to stick together and more likely to attach to each other?
Think like a pufferfish.
Yeah.
And it's got the little spikes on it.
Or like a starfish, but it's also Elastigirl.
I mean, yes, I feel like mine requires less logical leaps, but sure. Yeah, starfish Elastigirl.
Mine has a Pixar reference.
So that's how platelets work. They're one of my favorite parts of blood.
Cool.
One of my favorite.
What's your favorite? I'm getting on to my favorite. Not right now.
Leave the best for last.
I'll tell you.
Getting on to my favorite later on.
I'll tell you when my favorite comes up, because I really like them. So the next one is red blood cells. These are the ones you probably know the most about.
Yes.
Do you want to tell me anything you know about red blood cells?
They have a little dimple.
They do. A little dimple. A cute little dimple.
Thing.
Yeah. That's...
to increase their surface area.
Mm-hmm.
So they can absorb more and let out more oxygen.
Oh, that's why. That's interesting.
So they carry oxygen, essentially.
Yeah.
Using hemoglobin,
mm-hmm.
which changes shape and bonds to oxygen. And then it lets it go. When it needs to.
In the right places.
Yes, in the right places.
But if red blood cells carry the hemoglobin, does that mean that red blood cells have something to do with when you're getting cut as well? Because a hemophiliac?
That just means blood.
The thing where if you get cut, you bleed forever. That's like
having really thin blood.
That's because hemophiliac. Yeah, so that in that case, hemo, that word is essentially just used to mean blood. It's just hemophiliac, blood lover. Because they bleed
blood
all the time.
Lover.
I love my bloods. Yeah, so that just means blood. Red blood cells do have to do with it because they're rushing out.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah. So they don't have a nucleus or organelles, which are all the bits in cells that tell them what to do and make them do stuff.
So how do they know what to do?
Because their job is really easy. I mean, when it comes to
just
sales,
like you, James.
When it comes to sales, their job is about as it's like being a bin man. You go door to door, empty the bins,
pick up stuff, and let it out.
Yeah. So the combined surface area of all of the red blood cells in the body,
yes,
is about 2,000 times as great as its exterior surface.
Hang on, 2,000 times more than me.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was like, obviously, it has more surface area than me because there's loads of them and they're little. So they have more surface area by the inverse square law. But 2,000 times more than me?
Yeah.
Wow.
2,000
years. I need to listen.
Altogether, their combined surface area is 2,000 times your surface area.
That's amazing.
It's wild.
Wow.
And they don't live very long. They only live about 3 months.
That's quite long for a little tiny thing.
I mean, your cells live like most cells live longer.
Daddy long legs of like 2 days.
Do they? Flies have like 24 hours, don't they?
Yeah, some of them do. Yeah.
So like a red blood cell living 3 months. That's pretty good. Good job, boy.
Impressive. I mean, in terms of cells, it's not very long. That's why when you get chemotherapy, which attacks cells that you know renew themselves a lot, your blood cells are some of the first to go.
That's sad.
Mm. Yeah, because they regenerate super quick.
So what you're saying is that when the end of the world comes, the bin men will be the first to go.
I mean, bin...
Do they have a shorter lifespan?
Sure. Bin men are really nice.
I mean, yeah. White blood cells. They're like normal blood cells, but a little more racist. They are part of the... like, and I'm not even joking. Like,
you got a white privilege.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't say racist. Okay, so I'll tell you what white blood cells are in general. Okay, so they're part of the body's immune system, and they destroy or remove old cells, dead cells, broken cells, or stuff that is just there that shouldn't be. They're kind of like the cops of your body. So there's this thing called antigens, which are essentially things you don't want in your body. Little kind of signals
they do
that
sound
these
quite
things
menacing.
Have. They say, they like, you know, basically tell you don't want them there. Hmm. Okay, so that's what white blood cells generally see. And they're like, antigen, I'm going to get it.
So it's like cops and robbers.
So it's like if the burglar went into the bank with like a big Nino on his head going, "I'm a burglar." And then the cop was like looking out for signals of somebody going, "I'm a burglar."
Constable white blood cell rolls in.
It's like profiling, okay? It's like a stop and search, right? A policeman sees a black man and they're like, he could be a criminal.
Oh, no.
So the white blood cells racially profile the antigens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that they're right.
Not all the time. That's why autoimmune disorders exist.
Oh, God. When white blood cells get too racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
The analogy's too accurate.
Wait, does that mean...
No. That's awful.
So, white blood cells are 1% of the blood, and they're broadly separated into two different groups.
So what you're saying is, it's the 1%'s fault.
But we need them, okay? They keep us safe.
We need the 1%. Curry.
There are two groups of white blood cells. Those are lymphocytes and phagocytes or phagocytes.
And what's the direct site? You what?
I'm a phagocyte. Oh.
That's why I said phago, okay?
Kevin Fagy.
So, like I said, they're separated into two categories, lymphocytes and phagocytes. Lymphocytes make antibodies and recognize antigens. Mm-hmm. And phagocytes just eat stuff. And I mean just swallow a bunch of stuff.
They're the big things that kind of absorb things. And then they just... Do they just die with it inside them?
They break them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So phagocytes are great. They do this thing called phagocytosis.
What do they eat?
Cells, antigens, anything.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, they just eat. They just see like an
they're
infection.
Like they're like the street cleaners.
And rather than fighting it, they just... absorb it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, is that a virus? I'm gonna
like,
eat
imagine
you.
Imagine that the police what? Imagine if you called the police because there was a burglar in your house
and the police just
and
came
the police
and absorbed
was like the absorber loft from Doctor Who and just went around the burglar and then dissolved him in his stomach.
It's the difference between like, so lymphocytes are like detectives who are like figuring stuff out, whereas phagocytes are just beat cops that are like, you're doing a crime, I'll shoot you now. You know, they don't really care,
and then eat you and absorb you.
Yeah, I mean, okay, sure. If you're Hannibal,
this
Lecter,
is where
fine.
This is where the analogy falls apart.
So lymphocytes are my favorite type of blood cell.
Oh, this is your favorite. Okay,
yes.
What do they do?
They're really cool. So like I said, they Why recognize they so antigens cool? and they make antibodies. So antibodies are just little bits little bits in your body that attack antigens.
Like a little key.
Right.
Like a little key. Yeah, exactly. So an antibody is some kind of tailored way to take out an antigen or a pathogen.
So depending on what kind of antigen is in your bloodstream, it can adapt to taking out that specific thing.
Make a specific thing that's cool. to attack it.
Yeah, nice.
So that's how... That's how vaccines work. Which they do work.
Oh, cool.
How antibodies work with vaccines is that a vaccine is giving your body like a practice run for some kind of infection or disease or anything. And your body makes antibodies to fight it. So then it's got those antibodies kind of like in a little library ready to make again if it ever sees the same thing. And that's how blood types exist. You guys know blood types, right?
I know of blood
types. Yeah.
What differentiates between the different blood types?
Okay. I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what the blood types are first. You've got A, B, AB, and O. And of each of those, you've also got positive and negative.
Negatives,
someone didn't learn their alphabet.
A, B, A, B,
A, O. The end.
Positive, negative.
So essentially how they work is each type denotes a specific antigen on the outside of it. So on group A blood, you've got A antigens with either positive or negative, which is like a different kind of modifier on top of that. And with B, you've got B antigens. AB, you've got A and B antigens. And O, you've got none. So what that means is effectively...
Right, okay.
Each person's body will make antibodies for all the other antigens. So if you've got group A blood, if you get group B blood put in your body's going to think it's a foreign object.
That's what I always wondered about,
Yeah, which is why the best kind
of
blood...
So it just rejects the blood?
Yeah, it does. And it attacks you, which is why if you give someone a blood transfusion and it's not the right type of blood, they're going to die.
They're going to die, yeah.
Yeah. Which is why being AB is the best type to be.
Because you can have both.
Because you can get whatever you want. Yeah, you can have all blood.
So if you have O blood, which has no antigens in it...
You don't want that.
So do you
because you need O then.
You need O. If you're O negative, you need O negative blood or you're dead. If you're O positive, you can have O positive and O negative.
What I mean, though, is if you in your body have O blood, so you have no antigens... How do you fight infections?
So each blood group, denotes the antigen that's on the outside of your blood cells.
Right.
Antibodies are what you make, to fight antigens.
Right.
So group A, okay. Yeah. So group A people,
because we thought when you described it earlier, we thought antigens were just created by foreign evil things.
Okay, so antigen. That's what I was saying.
Antigens are made by everything.
Yeah.
Antigens are just. It's just a way to describe. You know, I'll get the.
It's like part of your code. It's like going. This is what I am. Hi. Yeah. Is that right? It's like wearing a t-shirt with your name on it.
Yeah, an antigen is like your face.
Right.
And I can recognize your face.
Okay. So this is like loads of my blood has my little face on it. And if James's face climbed in my bloodstream, everyone would be like, no, not
you're going out.
You just stay out.
I don't know my blood type.
No, I don't know my blood
type. So does that have any effect on your actual life at all, having antigens on your blood cells?
No.
Why do we have them then?
Oh, it's just proteins that are on the outside of your cell.
Right.
So an antigen is something that an antibody binds to.
Right.
Yeah, and recognize it.
Right. So could you technically create an antibody to kill blood cells?
Yeah.
That happens. We
have that.
Cool.
Each of us, probably, depending on what blood type we are. And that's the thing. So if you've got like group A blood, you recognize group B blood as foreign because it's got a different...
Okay, cool.
Different thing on the outside.
So it's
of
just
it, right?
Markers on your blood cells. Specific types of markers on your blood cells.
Exactly.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, so... That's why blood types exist, and that's why you want to be AB and not O. And
it's nice to finally know why.
Yeah,
and to know about blood types.
O blood can go to everyone.
So O blood can go to. So now I would like to know.
What does
the positive and negative do?
I learned this in school,
right?
But it's essentially just think of it as just another modifier. So
that's
another modifier on top of being group A or B. So if you're positive, then you can have negative. But if you're negative, you can't have positive blood.
Right. Okay.
So it's like just it's like presence or absence of an extra.
Yeah.
Of an extra little.
Right.
Thing. I'm going to tell you a little bit about blood tests. Have you guys had a blood test before?
I have had a blood test. They measure.
I'm pretty
like,
sure I have. I've had blood taken.
They measure like white blood cells.
Whether or not they tested it,
I don't know.
Was the person a doctor or a nurse
or a vampire?
It was someone down the street, I
think. Oh, well then.
No, it wasn't. It was a nurse.
Thank goodness for that. So I know that when they do blood tests, one of the things they measure for is white blood cell count to check if you have an infection. Mm-hmm. And they also measure for like levels of iron and levels of various nutrients and that kind of thing. Anything else they measure for?
Lots of things. Cool. I mean, because your blood carries everything everywhere in your body, more or less.
You can kind of test everything.
Yeah, I mean, generally, you can figure out how your kidneys, liver, thyroid, and heart are functioning.
Whoa.
Does your blood carry urine?
No.
Interesting.
I don't know, James.
Silly.
Urine is made in your bladder, so it carries the waste.
Does it carry urea?
It carries,
it will carry urea from wherever
urea is. Yeah, so it carries urea,
that's
filtered by your kidneys.
Yeah. Oh, okay, not the actual urine.
So wherever urea is made as a waste product, it will carry that to the kidneys. Mm-hmm.
Which
so
your blood
does contain urine then? Because urine is essentially just urea and water and a couple other bits. So thanks for laughing at me, James. Turned out to be right.
Vampires are drinking piss.
Yes, they are. You know, I think vampires might actually have existed.
Kingy little devil's eye.
Like, not that they float, but like there is plenty of like justification for drinking blood. It's got plenty of nutrients in it.
Oh yeah, it's really good. That's why.
So I think vampires are real.
I mean, there are animals that drink blood.
Yeah, and there's Voldemort. He drank unicorn blood.
That is true.
Me to live also a life of another, a half life, a cursed life.
Is that what happened to you? Did you drink some unicorn blood?
What am I cursed with?
I mean,
being ginger. I saw you look up my hair. You know, my sister used to tell me this story that apparently my mum, when I was born, she turned to my granny and went, "You've cursed my family with these ginger genes." My mum staunchly denies it, but I'm not sure.
Instead of going, "Oh, what my beautiful baby boy.
My beautiful cursed
child.
You've
done that,
child. Wow,
you're the cursed child.
I can't believe I'm starring in a West End show.
I actually believe unicorns exist. There you go. Just moving
on. Yeah, I'm kind of convinced that dragons might exist as well.
Oh, dragons absolutely
still
existed.
Exist?
No, they might exist in a different dimension, though.
No, I think dragons existed. So did unicorns.
Existed or exist?
I mean, I think we'd have seen them recently if they still exist. Yeah. But unicorns are the national animal of Scotland.
But there have
so...
been sightings, you don't know.
I mean...
Yeah, people say they see unicorns and stuff.
I mean, yeah, if you're watching My Little Pony...
I found out recently that there's an abnormally high level of pterodactyl sightings. So
abnormally high for right now, is it not?
As in compared to other dinosaurs and like other things that are thought to be extinct or just not real.
Who sees something in the sky and is like, I'm going to report that I've seen a pterodactyl?
People theorize that somehow pterodactyls avoided extinction and are just living on some remote part of the world that no one lives.
Wow.
So they just fly out occasionally.
That's what happened in Jurassic Park.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
So it's a theory.
I can buy that.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, it's more likely that deep sea dinosaurs still exist, surely.
Potentially, yeah.
That's what I definitely think there's like there's a whole bunch of dinosaurs living down there.
We don't know a lot about them.
Oh, sure. Yeah. More likely, yes.
Also, crocodiles apparently haven't really changed much since.
They're just dinosaurs.
Since, yeah.
Which is really annoying.
Yeah.
You know, like, because they're still kicking about.
Why did they get to survive?
Anyway, so blood tests can be used to figure out how your organs are working, diagnose diseases like cancer, HIV, diabetes, anemia, and coronary heart disease. Mm. Yeah, and find out if you've got risk factors for heart disease, and find out if your medicines are actually working properly. And also they can find out how your blood is clotting, so they do that as well. So they test for blood clotting, they do cell counts, like you said, Luke. They test for loads.
Quite a lot.
There's a lot you can find out through blood then.
So yeah, obviously blood testing is something that we really want to try and make as efficient as we possibly can.
Yeah, I think it's
if it tells us that much.
I would love for it to become more efficient because I once had a horrible experience with a nurse where she was like super overworked and I think she was like doing something else at the same time and just taking my blood and like she just did it wrong and like
missing the
veins.
And
it really hurt. And I've been like terrified of blood tests ever since, even though I know it's illogical. It's only happened once. I've had plenty of good blood tests, but like this one bad experience where she was super overworked and she just, the thing was in and she just put it in a bit further by accident. And it was just like so painful.
Maybe she just didn't like you.
Well, thanks, Corey.
Like ginger.
Now I'm going to be scared that nurses all hate me.
Just be nice to nurses.
I'm very nice to nurses. Why do you assume I'm not nice? Why are you looking at my hair again?
I can't help
it. Maybe
you
were mean to her.
Nurses are very superstitious people, Luke.
No, they're not.
Not?
So Do you know how much blood is taken during a blood test? Not 2/3, slightly less than that. But how much exactly?
So not quite to the brink of death.
No.
But
I'm going to say 10 milliliters.
More than that, I'd say. 50.
Is it 10 milliliters?
50.
It's 3 to 10 milliliters.
Hell yeah! You said more than that.
I thought it'd be more.
50 is 1% of your blood or more. They're not taking 1%.
Wait, like, do you give that much when you donate? How much do you give when you donate?
Like a few pints of blood when you donate.
You give a fair amount of blood when you donate.
Okay.
As for
in the middle of
the 3 to 10 milliliters of blood that's taken during a blood test, is that per blood test? Because often you're being tested for several things and they take 3 different vials of it.
Yeah, so that's usually for one test, but they can also, you know, take a smaller amount to run more tests at once.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... if a doctor wants, say, 7 tests to be done, they'll take about 4 teaspoons of blood, which is
have
about
a sip on one of them and test on the other three,
which is about 12, which is about 12 milliliters.
Okay,
yeah. So, like Luke said, a blood.
I was going to say one of them is to dip their finger in and taste the urine for diabetes.
Mm. Tastes like pee.
Diabetes and piss.
It's particularly sweet.
Wants to roll it up and smoke it.
You know, okay, now that we're on blood, I want to tell you my favorite.
What do you mean now we're on blood?
The whole episode's been blood. So far. Now that I've remembered, my favorite food is blood.
What? Oh, black pudding.
Black pudding. I've not had it in ages, but it's black pudding is blood and oats, and it's very Scottish. Okay. And I love it.
I was working on a film recently and the caterer was eating black pudding for breakfast and she was eating it and she just turned to me and went, nothing like a bit of blood for breakfast.
Oh no.
That's a vampire. That is a straight up vampire.
Shout out to Jenny if you're listening.
I've never had black pudding in my life.
Oh my God.
I've had vegan black pudding. Good stuff.
Okay, good to know that exists. Because
I want actual blood in my black pudding, I've considered the safety of letting it my own blood and making black pudding from it.
You should do it. I think that'd be an interesting YouTube video.
I mean, yes.
Making black pudding out of my own blood. If you don't do it, I'm going to do it.
Oh, no? Can we do it together?
Yeah, right. Cool. Good. Sweet. Yeah.
Great.
You're going to make
just
a separate
find a doctor that is willing to lose their license to practice medicine.
No, we can just like... Blood. We can. I've got like a diabetes tester at home. We could just prick ourselves loads of times.
Let's go to the blood bank.
Blood tests, as Luke said, are usually taken from the arm. It's a convenient part of the body to use because you can easily just get it out, mm-hmm. and there are blood vessels just sitting there waiting to be pricked. That's obviously uncomfortable, and you have to take a fair amount of blood to get that. So the solution to this is Theranos, or however you say it. I say Theranos because it sounds a little bit like
Knock
Thanos.
Off Marvel character time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It sounds like Thanos had a baby with a thermos flask.
As we know, all children are named by smashing their parents' names together.
If you shipped Thanos with a thermos flask.
Theranos.
In August 2007, Elizabeth Holmes used the premature Theranos 1.0 in a patient study with terminal cancer patients in Nashville, Tennessee. Theranos is a company made by Elizabeth Holmes, yes. And essentially what she did was told everyone she had a way to revolutionize blood tests.
Right.
Oh, this is the woman with the deep voice.
Well, didn't she say that she could do a load of tests from like a single drop?
Yeah, she vastly overestimated what she could do.
And the thing that I think is kind of tragic about this, I think if I read correctly, that she was actually onto something a little bit. Like she was able to do tests with less blood than we currently are able to do it with.
I mean, she
overestimated it or overstated it.
Overstated, and also the tests were very inaccurate.
And she faked a lot of the results.
So, from that,
she was onto something.
Sure. But no, the tests were inaccurate and she faked a bunch of the results. So she wasn't really onto much.
Right. Like, so we could probably already do this, but we use lots of blood in order to make the tests accurate.
Yeah, and you say lots of blood. It's 10 mils. Like,
too much.
Gallons.
Get your own too blood.
Obviously, it wasn't working very well. They developed a prototype again in 2007 called Edison. It was made from a glue dispensing robot. And yeah, so it's this kind of mechanized way to take blood tests to remove the human element. And it was supposedly, so it was supposed to take blood and then test it.
Interesting.
But they kept on making more models. So in 2013, they launched its 4S model. And they had like a new website and all of an op-ed and everything.
Hang on. Mm. She's dresses like Steve Jobs and she called her machine the 4S.
It was a reference. It was a reference to the iPhone that came out at the time.
Just checking.
Yeah.
So it was, okay.
But there's this image of her, this really famous image. I'm pretty sure she's wearing a turtleneck and she's holding up this tiny little vial that the machine is supposed to take and use to run all of these tests. Because that's the thing.
Looking like a supervillain.
It can run all of those tests from just one tiny vial
one
of blood.
Tiny bit of blood.
I can't. No, but I can't.
She claimed it could.
And that's the thing, because they kept on developing it and making it better and making parts smaller and making it work better, but that never actually happened.
Right.
And whenever she was coming out with this stuff, apparently the scientists were rallying against her and being like, hey, hold on. We're not there yet. What are you on about?
You know what I think might have happened here? In the biography of Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson, he talks a lot about how loads of people who worked with Steve Jobs claimed that he had this ability that he called, or that they called, a reality distortion filter, where he would say stuff that wasn't possible, and then he would somehow get them to make it happen. And I think maybe she actually believed that if she just asserted something enough,
taking that
reality
idea
would warp and it would become true.
Right.
Like maybe she actually believed that's what Steve Jobs was doing, and maybe he actually was. Who freaking knows? We have no idea. But that's maybe what, because that's the thing. It's all these things you're saying that like the engineers were going and going, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. This is exactly what people said about Steve Jobs. And the thing was, he was just so persistent that eventually it did work.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what she was trying to do.
If you believe it enough,
it would
come
really
true.
Bad though. I mean, like she was,
yeah, she didn't,
didn't
do it
didn't
as
work
well
out
Steve Jobs.
Didn't work ahead of it.
But maybe that's what she was trying to do.
She actually poached some of Apple's designers to put them in charge of making parts of this as well. So she was really in on the Steve Jobs thing. So, I mean,
she
you're
really
probably right.
Apple.
She did probably believe that she could do that.
Mm. Yeah.
So in 2010, Silicon Valley, there was a massive startup boom that hit it. Mm. And they weaseled their way in and got a lot of money put into them to continue producing these machines that would revolutionize blood testing. They also tried to get into a partnership with Safeway, which is an American company.
We have Safeways over here.
Do we have Safeways here?
The store. Safeway. Well, I used to have a Safeway when I was growing up in my town.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They don't really exist much anymore, but they were there.
Okay, there we go. Cool. So they were pursuing that, and then they signed a deal with Walgreens in 2012, which essentially was going to be them launching their devices in store.
Right.
So instead of going to a doctor to get your blood tested, you'd pop down to your Walgreens and stick your arm out and do it right in the shop.
That is, I mean, that is going to exist at some point in the future.
Yeah. But yeah. But not with what they had, with a glue dispensing robot that could not test blood.
You have no imagination.
The fact that it was a glue dispenser.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like I feel like they chose it because it looked like it probably
looked cool.
Yeah,
I've never seen it, but I imagine that.
So
cool.
The images that I find of it, it's like, okay, that does look like a glue dispensing robot, but also I really trust it to take my blood. Don't know why.
Me when I look at a nurse.
That's why they don't like you. You call them glue dispensers.
Hello, glue dispensing. Oh, you're a nurse. My apologies.
You look like you're really good at gluing.
Stab you in the arm. So they signed that deal, but they constantly were missing deadlines, just like every single one. Mm. So that was going south. And then people started raising concerns with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration in America. Apparently, a lot of the stuff they were shipping out wasn't actually FDA approved.
Great.
Which is like a real big issue if you're trying to do something in health. Like the health sector in America is so heavily regulated.
Yes and no. The FDA, I mean it is, but also the FDA is very easy to get around. If
oh,
you're
great.
No, if is you're it? Marketing something, well, yeah, if you're marketing something in a particular way, so long as you don't say it's FDA approved, you can say what is it? It's FDA. There's this way of saying that the FDA hasn't explicitly said that it's dangerous.
Right.
So the FDA's assessed it,
but it still sounds official enough.
Yeah, they've not said this works. They've said, okay, this is not a danger to human bodies.
Fantastic. Right, okay, fine.
And I don't know whether they use that or not, but while you think America's very heavily regulated.
It's heavily regulated if you want to be FDA approved, is what I mean.
Yeah. It's very not regulated if you have money, essentially. So the years went on and people were still having issues with the blood testing machines and them not working. So by that point, it was 2014 and people were buying more shares in them. So a partner fund purchased 5.6 million shares of Theranos at $17 a share. So 17 times 5.6 million.
So
that's a lot.
A lot of shares.
Wow. That's like 70, 80 million-ish.
Yeah.
Wow. This is the thing. We look at like all these big, giant like technologies and these rich people and things like this. And it's like, oh, they have all the money. But also they'd make these giant risks that might lose them $80 million.
I mean, yeah, the company was valued at $9 billion. And Elizabeth Holmes herself was $5 billion. Yeah.
And she faked everything.
Yeah, for something that didn't work.
That's, I mean, to be fair, props to you. You're a dickhead, but props to you.
Yeah, good job. I mean, you put on a silly voice and dress like a dead man and make it $5
billion. Dollars. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
And then... You know, Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes started gaining a lot more attention. She was on the cover of Fortune magazine in 2014. Yeah.
What?
Crumbling institutions, not realizing that this thing doesn't work.
Yeah, so she, in the interview, she made lots of claims. She said that that the company offered more than 200 tests and was ramping up to more than 1,000. And that it could all be done from the one drop of blood.
The thing is, I see why they put her on the cover and they like bigged her up so much.
Yeah.
It's because if you're making these claims and they turn out to be true, that's amazing.
Yeah,
but just like it's in retrospect.
The problem with that as a system is that basically everyone is trusting that everyone else has checked.
Yeah.
So like Time is trusting that the venture capitalists have checked. The venture capitalists are trusting that the FDA have checked. The FDA are trusting something else. And then they're all trusting Elizabeth Holmes. And they're all just...
Actually, if you look at it, This isn't a point of science failing. This is just a point of the communication of it failing. Because it wasn't peer-reviewed at all. Peer review is when scientists will look at the results of other scientists and decide whether they're
But did good they publish their method and methodology?
No.
So it's not science failing then, because it's, like they couldn't test it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not science failing because they just went around it.
Right.
Yeah. So usually what happens is you submit your papers for peer review or your findings for peer review. And it'll go to other scientists that you don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. And they'll judge whether it's valid or not. Mm. And usually that stops all the rubbish from coming through. And most of the bold claims that you hear, like the vaccines causing autism and all of that, are from things that aren't peer-reviewed.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good system. You know?
Yeah, and that's kind of like, although it's sad that someone or multiple people lost $80 million. It was not sad. It sort of is sad. I mean, anyone losing anything is sad. At the end of the day, these were people investing in the private healthcare system of America, which is intensely corrupt and benefits the rich and not the poor. And it's very sad.
Made to kill
and
people.
So like, yeah, exactly. And so like, I don't feel any remorse for anyone unless there was anyone who genuinely lost out existentially from this.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't sound like there were. Other than maybe the workers that worked for her.
Yeah. I mean, look, if a billionaire loses a bunch of money, I don't care. You don't need a billion. You're not going to notice it.
If a billionaire loses 80 million, it's like
okay, fine. Cool. Go pick up another 80 million.
You found that down the side of your couch, didn't
exactly.
you?
Yeah, it's just absolutely stupid to invest in something that has no evidence.
That's,
you deserve
someone put $80 million.
Yeah. That's the thing with Silicon Valley. It's people that don't really think about what they're invested in. You can get through it with a big idea.
Because the way it works in Silicon Valley is that you invest in something not based on whether it'll actually work, but based on the fact that you believe that other people will invest in it in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's a stupid system.
Yeah.
That's a system that works. It's essentially a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it
is. You're believing that other people will eventually invest in it. That's dumb. Sorry, America.
They asked her about those claims she made in 2019, and they said, do you think these are true? And she's like, on looking back, I don't think it is.
I mean, at least she's honest. What? That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, wow. Probably not.
Okay. I like her now. That's great. We stand.
You like her now?
After she was exposed, she was like, yeah, you know what? You got me.
It's fine.
Wow.
I almost had you there, though.
Yeah.
Almost had you.
Had you going there for a bit.
A Wall Street Journal investigative reporter got a tip about this in 2015. And he contacted a former lab director. And the lab director told him about the unethical and harmful practices there. Mm. And at the time, the company was not really functioning properly. It was like quite limited. And they were just giving out false or completely unreliable results for patients.
Yeah. So that's what I was talking about. They were doing these tours of the factory or tours of the, like using the thing. And you'd put in like your sample or whatever. as a test, and it would use, I can't remember the specific, but it would either use a different sample to do the test, like a larger sample, or it would just give you a completely falsified result.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
They also find that they were using other blood, like, they were also using other, like, blood testing machines.
Yes, that's what it was.
They were not using their own
blood testing machines. Yeah.
So behind the scenes, they were... There was like a big actual box, blood.
And inside it, there was another, a different blood it's testing
like,
machine.
It's like when you go to like Waitrose and you buy Waitrose finest potatoes, and they're the same potatoes you're going to go buy it from Lidl.
Yeah.
Like, they were just packaging
them
completely.
Packaged differently.
Exactly. But bear in mind, this isn't something that didn't, like, you know, materialize. They were testing people. People were using these.
Yeah.
And they were just lying to them.
Well, they were, I heard that they were like... some people didn't see a demonstration of the actual machine being done. They would just take the blood, a small amount, and go away. The scientists would then put it into a different machine that they didn't make, get the results, bring it back to you, and give you it.
Watch me make this thing disappear. Now turn away. Turn away. Don't look. Don't look.
Now ignore those removal men.
And when you turn back 10. Around, it is gone. It is magic.
Invest $16 billion in me.
$80 million, please.
Give me my $1 billion, please.
Cough it up.
People are stupid, right?
Yeah,
people
stupid.
Are really dumb. They'd also been thinking about conducting HIV tests before the former lab director talked Holmes out of it. As in, they knew that their tests didn't work. And
didn't
they were like,
work, and they
maybe
were
we
like,
should move into HIV. You know, that super infectious, really, really life-ruining virus.
It's like life or death kind of thing.
Yeah, you know the one where you can spread it to anyone if you're not on the right
completely
medication.
Life-altering.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can fake that as well. That's fine. We'll just fake it as well.
Yeah, just fake it.
Let's fake it.
That's fine. Who cares? Yeah. So thankfully, the lab director talked them out of that.
How did she get caught? How did they find out in the end? I guess it all just... lying for so long, it just falls apart.
It's a house of cards. At some point, it's going to have to crumble. Yeah. So there's this regulatory body called the CMS, and Theranos settled with them for $30,000.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous. So as part of the settlement, they agreed not to own or operate a clinical lab until 2019, which is pretty good.
It is now 2019.
Yeah, so it meant that they couldn't do any clinical tests.
Are they back?
No.
Okay, good.
Because the following month, they presented at a scientific conference, and the details of the company and how it worked and the technology just weren't really there.
Yeah.
And a scientific, you can't really fool the scientists.
It's a secret.
That know about it. It's like, this just works, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Now, the way this works is you turn it on, and then it works.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Then it works.
And then it works. Yeah. The company kind of was found out. And then Elizabeth Holmes, as now, is going to court because it came out that she'd just been selling a massive lie. She was basically done for fraud.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, because she was just lying to investors about what she could do.
That's the story of Elizabeth Holmes.
That's so sad.
Should we do an update at some point if she goes to prison?
Yeah, let's do an update when she goes to prison.
Okay, cool.
No, she's rich. She's not going to prison. Why am I kidding, man? She's going to rich people prison.
Sure,
which is
rich
like
people prison.
LA.
Which is like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mallorca.
But what's good is that we are finding better ways to, test blood or get around testing blood. Some people are looking at testing saliva. Some people have found ways to test smaller amounts of blood.
Oh, just instead of blood?
Yeah, instead of blood, because it's got a lot of the same stuff. You can't test everything, but, some of it.
Spit into my hand, please.
No. Disgusting. Ugh. What about doctors trying to taste like your spit? Like
you just spit into the doctor's hand and
he just goes and kiss your doctor. And he's like, you have diabetes.
No. This is why your tongues. Nurses don't like you.
Got to kiss your doctor with tongues.
Thank you for listening. You can find the full references for this episode in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday. And why not leave us a nice wee review? Find and contact us at SciGuysPod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or send us an email at SciGuysPod@gmail.com. You can follow me at NotGory everywhere.
You can follow me at Jampkin everywhere.
You can follow me. Ooh. You can just follow me if you like.
Follow me.
All right, bye.